It has been 6 years since the Prophet ﷺ has seen the Kaaba, since he's prayed at the Haram, Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca. The Prophet ﷺ longs to go and see the Kaaba, to pray there, to make tawaf. So finally, the Prophet ﷺ tells the believers, the Muslims, the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, that we are going to go and perform Umrah, the minor pilgrimage. We're going to go and visit the Haram and pray there and perform Umrah and worship there. The Sahaba are very excited. 1,400 companions get ready to travel with the Prophet ﷺ and go perform Umrah. They leave Medina, put on their ihram on the way at Dhul Hulayfa. They're saying the talbiyah, the labbaik Allahumma labbaik. They're making dhikr of Allah and dua, and they're on their way in their ihram. And it's such a beautiful sight. It's such a joyous occasion for all of them to perform Umrah with the Prophet ﷺ. But when they arrive close to Mecca, they are stopped. They are met by a cavalry led by Khalid bin Walid, who's still not Muslim. And they stop them and they say, no, you are not to proceed any further. You are not allowed to enter into Mecca. We consider you to be an adversary, an enemy, and you cannot enter our territory. The Prophet ﷺ tries to reason with them and plead with them, look, we're here worshiping. He says, no, I have my instructions. Over the next couple of days, a negotiation begins. The Prophet ﷺ is sending word to them, trying to have conversations with them. Until finally, the Prophet ﷺ tells Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, why don't you go into Mecca and negotiate with them on our behalf? He says, O Messenger of Allah, if I may, I'm not sure if I'm the right person with the right disposition. Uthman might be better for this task. The Prophet ﷺ says, okay, that's fine. Then Uthman it is. We'll send Uthman. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes into Mecca and he presents the proposal of the Prophet ﷺ. They say, we'll consider your terms. While you wait for us to deliberate, you can go and perform tawaf. We'll send somebody with you. He says, absolutely not. I will never do tawaf without the Prophet ﷺ. They're a bit agitated by his attitude and his response. So they say, okay, sit him down in a room and just keep him there. So they put him in a room. From the optics of it, Uthman goes into a room and doesn't come back out. So the news spreads. The rumor mill starts to turn. The gossip starts. And before you know it, the news reaches the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims that Uthman has been murdered. Now this is very painful and hurtful. He's one of the closest, most senior, most dedicated, most loyal companions of the Prophet ﷺ. He is also the son-in-law of the Prophet ﷺ. And this is also a huge violation of just inter-tribal relations. So the Prophet ﷺ goes and sits down under the shade of a tree at a place called Hudaybiyah, outside of Mecca. And the Prophet and 1,400 Muslims line up. And one by one, they all step forward and they put their hand in the hand of the Prophet ﷺ and they give him the oath of allegiance that we will fight to the death if we have to support the deen of Allah, to avenge our brother Uthman, and we will never leave your side, O Messenger of Allah. And all 1,400 Muslims give their oath of allegiance to the Prophet ﷺ until the Prophet ﷺ at the end takes one hand, places it in the other hand, and he says, "Hadhihi yadu Uthman." This is the hand of Uthman. This is for Uthman. Shortly after they complete this oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verse upon the Prophet ﷺ. This entire surah was revealed at this occasion of Hudaybiyah, surah number 48, surah al-Fath. But specifically, ayah number 18 is what I wanted to highlight. Allah says, لَقَدَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. That indeed God was pleased with the believers when they gave you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the oath of allegiance under the shade of the tree. And Allah knew what was in their hearts, that they were sincere. And so Allah sent down His tranquility upon them. And Allah promises them a very close victory. That victory is indeed near. And shortly after this all transpired and occurred, they see Uthman coming back. They say takbir, and they're happy to see their brother Uthman is still alive. But then a convoy came with Uthman, Suhail bin Amr, and a convoy of the Quraysh came with him to negotiate a treaty. The Prophet ﷺ said, if they offer me peace, I will take it. And they sit down, and it's a lengthier story, but the gist of it is, they sit down and they go back and forth, and they keep on suggesting terms in the treaty that are lopsided, that favor them, do not favor the Muslims. And the Prophet ﷺ keeps agreeing to them. Until the point where even some of the Sahaba are a little bit confused. Umar radiallahu ta'ala famously asked the Prophet ﷺ, are we not upon the truth and they're upon falsehood? Then why are we agreeing to these terms, O Messenger of Allah, please? And the Prophet ﷺ said, I am the Messenger of God. God shall not forsake me. Trust me. And they agreed to the treaty. And after they were done with the treaty, the Prophet ﷺ, they were in Ihram. He said, okay, we got to sacrifice our animals, shave our heads, and come out of Ihram. And the Sahaba were a little bit dazed and confused. And very famously, Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha saw the Prophet ﷺ was distressed. She said, what worries you, O Messenger of Allah? He said that I told them, let's wrap things up so we can head home. And everyone just seems kind of stuck. And she says, O Messenger of Allah, they are just dazed and confused. They're a little bit stunned. But you stand up and start doing it and they will follow you. It's a spiritual muscle memory. And no sooner than the Prophet ﷺ stood up and he sacrificed an animal, shaved his head, and started to remove the ihram and get ready to go return back, all the companions started doing that. And as soon as they departed from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the beginning of the surah, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina, that indeed we have granted you an open victory. The open victory wasn't that they got to defeat their enemy in the battlefield. The open victory was that they submitted themselves to Allah and they followed the Messenger of Allah. Even when they didn't totally understand what Allah was commanding them to do, what the Prophet ﷺ was telling them to do. They didn't totally get it, but they followed, they obeyed, and that is the greatest victory. And that is the treaty, Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Our goal and objective here at Qalam is to make the knowledge and the understanding of Islam as accessible as possible to as many people as we can. Alhamdulillah, we hope and pray that this video was of benefit to you and that you benefited from the knowledge and the understanding shared here. Continue to help us reach as many people as possible and share the knowledge of our beautiful religion worldwide by going to supportqalam.com and becoming our partner in these efforts.